I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. The first female president of the University of Alabama is stepping down. The university released a statement from President Judy Bonner today, saying she will leave office no later than September 30th of next year. Bonner says she wants to return to the classroom, so she plans to take a year-long sabbatical, then resume teaching in fall of 2016. Bonner says she's announcing her departure early to allow time for trustees to begin a search for her replacement next month. And the state of Alabama wants a federal judge to reject the lawsuit over lethal injection. APR's Pat Duggins explains.
Alabama inmate Christopher Lee Price says the state's method of lethal injection is cruel and unusual punishment. The issue is the combination of drugs that Alabama uses to execute death row inmates. Lawyers for the state say courts in Florida have upheld the use of a similar drug combination. U.S. Magistrate Judge William Cassidy gave lawyers until late January to file briefs on why the case should or should not go forward. Price argues that one of the drugs won't stop him from feeling the pain of the next two drugs that stop his heart. Price claims the drug was used in botched executions in other states. Lawyers for Alabama say other courts have determined that the drugs will make the inmate unconscious. Alabama hasn't executed an inmate since 2013 because of an execution drug shortage. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
The Downtown Rescue Mission in Huntsville is looking for a few good toys. The relief agency will be hosting its annual Christmas party this Saturday, and the main event are the gift bags for local needy children. The mission is looking for donations for youngsters in age ranges that are hard to shop for. Corey Buckner is director of development at the mission. He says there are two groups of kids who are particularly in need.
The 0 to 2 and 9 to 12 is what we always run short on every year. But we're asking toys, stuff like, you know, footballs, basketballs, making jewelry sets or crafts type stuff.
Each child gets a gift bag with one large item and around four stocking stuffers. Today is the deadline to drop off donations at the Downtown Rescue Mission in Huntsville. Taking a look at weather across much of the state for this evening, look for mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-30s. And for your Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 50s. Along the coast tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows of around 40. And for your Thursday, look for mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. I'm Stan Ingold reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.